Good morning, Jack Whiten. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, mate.
Morning, boys.
How's your eye, mate? Because obviously you read the reports about you were in all sorts there early doors. You were quoted as saying you were seeing 1,000 Kiwis. And is it better, mate?
Yeah, no, it's coming to better, mate. It's still a little bit sensitive in that, and the swelling that's starting to come out a little bit now, but feeling a lot better.
How did you describe your year, Jack? I mean, you played your best football. The Raiders unlucky in the grand final, but then to pull on a New South Wales shirt, to pull on the green and gold, you've done it all except win that competition. So you must have mixed emotions.
Yeah, it's all but a dream come true, mate. It's been an amazing year. I'm still still very blessed, even just to be part of a grand final, you know, and. As you said, it would have been better if we got that win, but you got to count your blessings. It's been a great year.
What about Tonga, mate? They're going to be quite difficult in a way. They're going to challenge you guys. They were very impressive against England.
Yeah, mate. They got strike power all over the park. You know that, and big, powerful boys. And you know we're going to have to be really on our game to put it to them. And so it's going to be an exciting challenge. I think it's going to be exciting taking that park in front of a sea of red. Also, with Josh Papali, he explained it like a one-sided origin, so that's going to be exciting.
How did you find last Friday night, Jack, playing your first test match for Australia? It's always a big occasion. You would have dreamt of doing that when you were growing up in Orange. Was it everything and more that you thought it would be?
It was the best, mate. It was a dream come true, you know, just to run out next to the boys and got such a good bunch of lads here also, you know. It made me feel welcome all week, me and all the debutants, so that made it even more special. And then to get the 2 points against the Kiwis, yeah, it was a great night.
It was a strong performance from Australia too, because, you know, when you first come together, it can be a bit rusty, but the Australians, you look pretty sharp with the football, you frustrated the Kiwis and... you got the job done. How much more improvement is left in this team?
I think there's a fair bit, mate. You know, our attack on the line wasn't probably at its best, but I think to the standards we wanted to play, I think we really hit the nail on the head. You know, we strangled them and kept them down their end and played the footy we wanted to play and predicted the game. So it was a good start.
What about you, Canberra, mate? I mean, I know there's been a lot of chat about what your future lies. You've been quoted as saying that when people ask you where you're from, you say Canberra. You forget to say Orange. You love the place, and I'm sure you'd love to stay there a long time.
Yeah, I'll be agree, mate. I'll be heartbroken if I have to leave, you know. Manager has a job, and he put it out there and that, and that's just something he done. But at the end of the day, I'm pretty content in Canberra, and I love it, and if anything, I'll make it a long-term thing down there. So we'll see what happens come November 2nd. And if the Raiders are happy to have me, I'll be happy to stay down there, mate.
Yeah, I'm sure they're happy to have you, Jack. That was your best season, most consistent season. And you sort of lived up to that potential that you've always shown. And it was great to see the Canberra Raiders make the grand final. But personally, it was great to see you play representative football. And as Dave mentioned before, you're taking on this Tongan side on the weekend, and they've claimed a couple of big scalps over the last couple of years. They've never beaten Australia, and you'd like that to continue on the weekend, but their forward pack, there's some big strong boys running around in that forward pack for Tonga.
Yeah, mate, it's very dangerous. You know, so it's something we're going to have to really weather the storm early in the game, that's for sure, because as you said, there's big, powerful boys getting around in there, and if we're not on the money, they'll do some damage. But I think if we focus on us and do us, we should be good.
I was about to ask, will you do a lot of prep on the Tongans, or will it more be focused on yourselves?
I'm not sure, mate. I've not been in too many of these games. I think it's more so focused on ourselves. You know, we get what we need to do right, and I think the rest will work itself out, I think. I'm sure later in the week, later this Arvo or tomorrow, we'll do a little bit on them and on our focuses, but that's for sure.
Yeah, and knowing Mal Meninga, and you've had a little bit to do with Mal Meninga, he's obviously very passionate about playing for Australia and getting you guys to understand the history and the responsibilities when you pull on that green and gold shirt.
Yeah, that's it. I think that was the best thing about the week one last week. We really come in and explain what it is to be a kangaroo and what our role is, and not only just while we're at camp, and while when we leave camp, we still got a responsibility to uphold the jersey. So I think he made all that kind of stuff clear, and was a really good induction week last week for all us debutants. And I think we know our position and our role now. You know what I mean? So he's very passionate, and he'll have us fired up for this weekend.
And what's on for the rest of the day? You train today, mate?
Yeah, we've got a pretty full day today. I think we've got a training, we've got weights and training, and then I think we have a little bit of a media gathering, all the teams at different times staggered, and I think we're on with Great Britain, so we'll be out doing a bit around that.
Mate, just quickly before we go, I know Loz was down there last week, and I put it to Hagues last week. When Laurie came in to present the jerseys, was he strutting around with the chest out, getting in your ear saying, oh, I think you should be doing this, Jack. I think you should be doing that. Or telling a few old war stories to sort of, pump the boys up.
He was like an old fighting rooster getting around the chook pen. No, he was good, mate.
You're too good, Jackie boy.
I tell you what, he's got it. When you said before you bled green and you were hopefully be there, you should have seen he just got up in the chair and he's sprightly. And now I know that you boys made him very proud, as you made the whole Canberra proud, and you made the country proud last week too, mate, with that performance. And let's hope it continues against Tonga.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me.